Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 7th. Hope you're having a great day. Let's start with our memory verse. I think we've done it almost every day this week, and I've decided to just try to internalize it a bit. Verse 19 of chapter 14, "And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people." Today in Luke's Gospel, we are in chapter 22, starting in verse 66, and we'll go through chapter 23 and verse 12. This is Jesus before Pilate and Herod. "At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. 'If you are the Christ,' they said, 'tell us.' Jesus answered, 'If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God.' They all asked, 'Are you then the Son of God?' He replied, 'You are right in saying I am.' Then they said, 'Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips.' Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, 'We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be the Christ, a king.' So Pilate asked Jesus, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' 'Yes, it is as you say,' Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priest and the crowd, 'I find no basis for a charge against this man.' But they insisted, 'He stirs up people all over Judea by his teaching. He started in Galilee and now has come all the way here.' On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform some miracle. He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him. Dressing him in an elegant robe, they sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies." In yesterday's reading, Peter disowned Jesus, and then the guards mocked him. And today, Jesus is before Pilate and Herod, and they are saying, "Hey, are you the Son of God?" And Jesus replies, "You are right in saying that I am." And this testimony is what ultimately sends Jesus to the cross. He willingly says, "Yes, it's right. I am the Son of God." And he tells them, "I'm going to be seated at the right hand of God the Father," which is a reference to Daniel and also to Psalm 110, that he will sit in the ultimate seat of judgment. Perhaps right now, the enemies of God are winning, darkness is reigning. But on the third day, Jesus will rise again, and he is seated now at the right hand of God the Father. That reminds us that he is in the position of authority, and he is our great intercessor there. Let us turn now to the Psalms. We're in Psalm chapter 26 today. Yes, that's right. Verses 1 through 3. This is a psalm that Jesus could have quoted before Pilate and Herod. "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth. Oh, let's just keep reading. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. But I lead a blameless life. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great assembly, I will praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This is a reminder that the Lord does bring us into righteousness. When we come to know him, we seek to be those who are leading a blameless life, that's the goal of the believer. And then also, it's the goal for us to keep our attention on the loyal love of the Lord. That's why we love the house where the Lord lives, verse 8, the place where his glory dwells. And then finally, and this psalm is a reminder that we should enter into the courts of the Lord with praise. Verse 7, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. And so as we end today, I just want to end with a song and a prayer from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, a blessing over you. Lord, please bless and keep my brothers and sisters. Make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them. Lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. And now enjoy with me, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, sung by Micaiah Kelly.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Precious Jesus, Lord and friend, I give everything to you. Shelter, shepherd, Savior, King, I give everything to you.